ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in Florida are searching for suspects in a deadly Jacksonville Beach shooting. Police spokesperson Tanya Tater says three people were struck by bullets.
There's three shot, two in stable, one is deceased, and we are still looking for suspects.
The Supreme Court set this morning to hear arguments in a case that accuses the Biden administration of violating free speech rules by coercing social media companies to remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. As new peace talks are set to resume today, Israel launching an overnight raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital. The IDF claims it was being used by Hamas to stage new attacks on Israel. ABC News has confirmed on March 9th, a man with alleged ties to Middle East terrorist organization Hezbollah was taken into custody in Texas after trying to cross the border from Mexico, claiming he was headed to New York to, quote, make a bomb. President Biden set to issue a wide-ranging executive order to promote research on women's health today. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Community health centers are getting a $4.4 billion boost in funding as part of the latest deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Roughly one in every 11 Americans gets their health care from community health centers.
They provide primary care, behavioral health, dental, just an array of services, often in newer communities to reach underserved patients across the nation, especially in rural areas.
Joe Dunn is with the National Association of Community Health Centers. Two Wisconsin eighth graders are the winners of the 75th Badger State Spelling Bee. Aiden Wajiak-Lazaria from Madison and Nethra Muthupandiyajara of Franklin will represent Wisconsin at the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Authorities responded to a house fire in Rice Lake over the weekend. According to the Rice Lake Fire Department, a fire broke out on the 4300 block of West Cavalry Road on Saturday evening around 6 p.m. When authorities arrived, they found smoke coming from the basement of the house and the resident trying to rescue their pets from the burning structure. Firefighting crews were able to extinguish the fire by about 6:30, and the resident was not injured. Fire officials do not consider the fire to be suspicious. Lincoln Park residents made their voices heard at an open house regarding a street reconstruction project. According to a Northern News Now report, the city of Duluth plans to tear up West Superior Street between Carlton Street and West Michigan Street to resurface the road, improve pedestrian access, and add new traffic signals. Those who participated in the open house expressed concerns about finding a balance between completing the project and the disruption to residents. Construction would take place from 2025 to 2028. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Ferdell. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop down to 28 for a low. Tomorrow it will be breezy but a bit warmer. Mostly sunny with a high of 48. On Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Motown Monday. Every Monday morning from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we're going to be visiting some of the oldies but goodies hits from the Motown days, and I remember them fondly. Luke, as a starry-eyed, you know, 9-10-year-old, I can't believe, man, that's 60 years ago. That music is some of those songs from 60 years ago are going to be played constantly, and they are always on the Earl Ingram Show, but especially more now.
We make a little emphasis for it on Mondays, huh?
Yeah, man. And you're a young guy, man, but you can even feel some of that stuff, right? You don't even know some of those songs, but it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's got you bobbing your head, yeah, you know? Man, I see you kind of you're almost dancing in your chair ones.
Not only am I bobbing my head, I know the lyrics to almost all the songs that I play.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah. I can see you singing along a little bit. You're mouthing the words before the microphone comes back on.
I'm not just talking Motown. I mean, all the songs that I play, I know the lyrics to those songs.
And yeah.
Maybe I didn't realize just how important that music was to my life, but it played a major role in the development of who I am, and I always will. But Luke, did you hear what Donald Trump had to say in his speech in Ohio?
I heard the thing that a lot of other people that didn't listen to the speech heard from the speech, though.
Look.
The bare minimum is what I heard. It wasn't great.
Look, man, this cat is a lunatic. He's a racist. You know, he's clearly mentally deranged. And if I knew some other more adjectives that would fit, even better, I'd say that as well. But here's a man who has no foundation. He'll say no moral foundation, man. He'll say anything that comes to his mind. And what I don't understand, Luke, for the life of me, is you know he's going to say something crazy and deranged. You know it. And yet people want to hear, give us more. Yeah.
I was going to say that's almost the hard part. Because we're finding out. We're finding out through all these court cases that he's in. We're seeing these documents that a lot of the stuff where you could chalk it up as he's out of his mind.
Right.
In fact, a lot of his schemes are planned. I'm not saying they're thought out all the way from point A to point B right to start. But we're finding out that there's coordination for these things. He knowingly does some of these things. So I am almost of the mind
that he's brilliant. Right?
That, not that he's brilliant, but that by calling him deranged gives it this credence of, oh, it was, he got swept up in the moment of a political rally, and then he's given the benefit of the doubt for saying some of these very deranged things.
Yeah, but who gives him the benefit of the doubt? Who are the people?
Oh, everybody. Everybody that's covering it, everybody that's talking about it, and it's disgusting.
So listen to this, man. At a rally today outside, and this was Friday, of Dayton International Airport in Vandalia, Ohio, Trump warned that if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. You know, we've already seen what took place on January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
That was to
people
to
died.
The people, yeah,
people died.
It was a bloodbath, right?
140 officers, Capitol Police officers injured.
He also warned that if he didn't win, I don't think you're going to have another election, or certainly not an election that's meaningful. And this is from Robert Reich. Robert Reich is a well-respected person who has been around a long time.
He was labor secretary?
Absolutely.
He was in the, I forget which cabinet office he ran, but he was in Clinton's
Yes. But he was famous before then.
Yeah.
So these are his words. He praised the people serving sentences in connection with the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol, calling them hostages and unbelievable patriots, commending their spirit and promising to help them if elected in November. He cast migrants as threats to American citizens, claiming without evidence that other countries were emptying their prisons of young people and sending them across the border. I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, he said, they're not people. In my opinion, he later referred to them as animals. So, for those of you who think Donald Trump is a respected person, and you look up to a person who refers to other human beings as animals, and somehow you give him a round of applause. That's my man. Yeah, yeah, give us more. You know, kind of like the Christians and the Romans. Give us more, give us more. More of what? Is that what you want? A bloodthirsty person who has little respect for other human beings, who denigrates other human beings? Is that the kind of person that you think should be leading our nation? Is that the kind of person you want to teach your children? Is that the kind of leadership we want of this nation? 844-967-2789. This is nothing new. This is out of his playbook. Now I hear people say, well, you know, he does this stuff on purpose. Yeah, he does do it on purpose. That's who he is. He's not playing any games. He's not playing any role. I've listened to Donald Trump for 50 years. This is who he is. And people knew that going in. And yet, you know, I heard former vice president, what's the guy's name?
Mike Pence.
For heaven's sakes, they threatened to lynch him. And they asked him, you know, the other day about Trump. He said, well, you know, I'm not going to probably vote for him. But, you know, what? Come on, man.
He felt that he had to placate, too.
Yes.
Because he said, I'm not only not supporting him because of January 6th, I'm also not supporting him. And he gave reasons X, Y, and Z.
Man, this is
weird. It was a weird
beyond
interview.
Me, man. 844-967-2789. And the fact, you know, Luke, that we're walking on this ledge. And if you lean too far one way, we're going to fall off the ledge, and this lunatic is going to become the president again. We saw him before. We know who he is. And yet to think that there's a possibility a great possibility that this nation is going to reelect him is shameful. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Happy Motown Monday is what I say.
Yes, sir.
Loving the music. Kind of like to get that vibe back. So, you know, to be ratcheted up like the public is, and you know, to be kind of being used like pawns in this power game that we the peeps find ourselves right in the middle in, whether we like it or not. You know, it's war. It's war upon we the people. And I would say that we the peeps have a constitutional right to the truth. And especially when it comes to critical national issues like, you know, we find ourselves immersed in, you know, to be allowed to gaslight and throw such explosive rhetoric after being fined, whatever, $90 million in one case, whatever it was, for shooting his mouth off. It hasn't done anything but ratchet it up. And you know, it is now becoming more than a public nuisance. It's a public threat.
Yes.
And it's about time we look at it that way. It is where we have been, a war has been set upon us by this group of fanatics. We've seen it. You've got to believe it, our own eyes, guys. So I like to just end it with this. Having an educated, alert public is critical for any republic to survive. So whether it's public education, GI bills that did so much to educate so many and build such a great foundation for a middle class future for our nation. You know, it's the infrastructure of democracy now that we need to build and focus on. And I think the peeps are up to do it. The task, I feel very confident we can all get there if we can just tolerate this craziness called Donald Trump.
Do you think that Donald Trump is going to win?
Oh, hell no. I think he's going to lose bad, but here's the thing. He could lose by 20 million votes, and he's still going to cry foul and create a big fit. Nothing's going to change. It'll just get worse. We're seeing it ratchet up, not wane or fall apart. No, and what's more risky, I think, is what else is up their sleeve. There's an unknown yet,
right,
or two up their sleeve between now and the election. And the only ones that are paying the price, really, is you and me.
Hey, Mike, great words, man. Thank you very much for the call, as always. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. We'll come back to you. Don't hang up the phone.
You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Right on.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabba, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Lake Air, 1260 AM, 107.5 FM, WLAK.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Interrupt this, but welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Just groove into a Motown Monday. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on Donald Trump. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. Thank you for the call. You say what? Gary, you there?
So I haven't heard a lot that's going on. I didn't watch any news over there.
Hey, well, let me say this.
Morning,
he referred to people
ahead.
As animals. All right? That's what he did. Human beings that he doesn't know anything about, he referred to them as animals. What kind of creature would refer to other human beings as animals?
When I got up this morning to go to work, this is terrible. Yesterday was 90. Today it's 21 when I got up. But I listened to the news and I listened to the bloodbath of the media going out there just ripping them apart. Every single station where I listened.
Did you hear what he said?
MSNBC. I heard what he said. I heard
that's
the
acceptable
whole thing. I heard the whole thing. What he was talking about. Was he's talking about electric cars and how China and Mexico is going to be making electric cars, and it's going to be a bloodbath for the people. They're going to, you know, you talk about the stock market back in, was it, 09? I took a bloodbath. I lost $250,000. And then now in the last, since COVID, I lost like
$400,000. Hey, Gary, that's personal.
Back.
Okay, but listen. Listen, man, he cast migrants. These are his exact words. He cast migrants as threats to American citizens, claiming without evidence that other countries were emptying their prisons of young people and sending them across the border. I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, he said, they're not people. In my opinion, he later referred to them as animals. What do you say about that, Gary?
You know, the thing is, I was in Mexico.
You're a Christian. You're a Christian.
Listen, Earl, let me talk for a second. I let you talk.
You got to answer the question, though. You got to answer the question, Gary.
Question. People are not animals. People are people. Animals are animals.
Well, that's what he said, Gary.
All right. So let's say your next door neighbor goes out and rapes and murders somebody. That person is an animal. Okay, so in some cases, people can be animals. If they're trafficking drugs and people are dying, yes. Yeah, they can
be
referred
animals. So, he referred to all of these people, Gary.
He ref-
he's referring to.
He didn't say are, he didn't separate. He didn't differentiate.
Listen once. I found when I was in Mexico, I was in the Caribbean side of Mexico. Okay. And wait, let me finish, Rich. I talked to these people and I asked them, I said, why are you working at this hotel for $20 a day when you can go into America and work and make, you know, $300 or $400 a day being a waiter? You know what they told me? They said, I love Mexico, my family's here, and these are wonderful people. The people that, and I told them, I said, I would love for you guys to come over here.
Gary, what does that have to do with Donald Trump?
He's talking about people coming over to this country, committing crimes, and bringing drugs over, and illegally coming over here, and he's looking at them as, I guess you'd say animals. I wouldn't use those words, but that's what.
Okay, I know. Well, that's why I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, what I say is that when I heard over the weekend Donald Trump's speech, when he used that bloodbath, that wasn't for electric cars. That was pinpointed at people that if he doesn't get in office, it's going to be a bloodbath. And we had this same problem on January 6th when he was talking. And people make excuses for him all the time. He uses these talking points and inserts them into his plan of attack, and he revs up all these people so he can play to the maybe the less intelligent to do his bidding. And that's what we saw on January 6th. And these things about calling people animals, I don't care personally. I mean, yes, it's terrible if someone murders and rapes somebody. It's a terrible crime. But we don't know what this, in this country, we don't refer to people who do that as animals. What we do is that they have obviously a mental problem. And if we can solve those problems, maybe we would have less murdering and raping. When you lower the status of the human being to animals, we have the same thing that went on in Germany in the 30s and 40s. People wake up, listen to what you're listening to, and don't do that. It really gets me upset.
Hey, Susan, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Hang on the lines. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, some of our most popular social media posts and newsletter stories from the past couple of weeks.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Upfront it was easy to debunk one Trump claim that 740,000 people voted twice in Wisconsin in 2020.
In about an hour, I determined that they had made a mistake in that they didn't realize they didn't have in-person votes, which amounted to about 700,000 votes. And so the whole thing was quickly explained away.
Block's book is called Disproven. More than half of all workers in Wisconsin plan to watch the NCAA basketball tournaments at work. 55% of those who responded to a survey say they plan to watch on the job. The national average is 51%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth man was arrested after allegedly shooting a gun through his neighbor's door. According to the Duluth Police Department, a 34-year-old man was taken into custody after allegedly firing his shotgun at his neighbor's door while trying to break into their apartment. The incident occurred last Sunday in the area of North 2nd Avenue East and East 6th Street, but wasn't reported to law enforcement until later in the week. Nobody was reported injured during the incident, and authorities have not revealed what led up to it. Authorities are searching for the suspect in an armed robbery in West Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers responded to a report of a robbery at the Taco John's on Grand Avenue in the West Duluth area. The suspect allegedly flashed a firearm to the employees and demanded money, fleeing the area before police arrived at the scene. Nobody was injured during the robbery, and police are actively searching for the subject, but have not provided any information about their identity. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. What is it about Chevy Chase that makes people want to punch him? The 80-year-old actor famously exchanged blows with Bill Murray years ago on the set of Saturday Night Live, and now it's come out that Joel McHale and Chase got into a physical altercation in which Chase's shoulder was dislocated on the set of Community. McHale described the incident on Michael Rosenbaum's Inside of You podcast. The Christmas Vacation star was let go from the show in 2013 after allegedly using racist language towards a co-star in a heated confrontation with creator Dan Harmon, who doesn't love a Hollywood fight. Oprah says she will no longer be part of the board at Weight Watchers. Variety reports that during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the talk show mogul told the host she made the decision so she can be free to talk about whatever she wants when it comes to issues involving weight loss. It might have something to do with the fact that her upcoming program titled An Oprah Special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution airs March 18th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some calmer winds today under a mix of sun and clouds and still holding below average temperatures. As highs today hit the mid-30s. After sunset, winds start to crank up once again, but this time pulling out of the south, giving us a warmer day for tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
welcome back to, Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I was just talking about, before we went to the break, about some horrific things that Donald Trump said. And, it's amazing to me, Luke, how people are willing to defend him. I'm reading verbatim what he had to say. And yet, you've got people who are trying to say, well, he didn't, that's not what he meant.
I had to take a look over my shoulder real quick to make sure that Gary wasn't in the room with me earlier, because talking in the studio this morning, Jane and Greg getting ready for Matt and Aaron on Air coming up next, we're discussing the comments as well. I think there's a lot of people around the country discussing these comments today.
Right.
And I almost verbatim said what upset me, like the comments are abhorrent. But then I said, there's going to be people like it, what Gary did exactly on the air, trying to justify it and put it into God. You weren't even referring to the bloodbath comments.
No.
You were talking about his sentiment towards migrants. And Gary greenlit it. Gary said that's okay. And so the bloodbath comments are going to get, it's all going to morph into this giant one ball, and all of the people, the thousands of people that went to the Capitol on January 6, 2021, they're not going to be the ones looking at the nuance of a speech in Dayton, Ohio. They're going to have the comments of, our leader told us there's going to be a bloodbath if he loses. And that's what it boils down to.
So what gets me, Luke, is that you've got a segment of the American people who are willing to go all the way with this man, who is clearly something seriously wrong with this man. A blind man could see, a deaf person, even though they can't hear, could sense there's something not right with him. And so to defend him, it's not like we don't know who he is. We had him for 4 years.
I mean, he was president before.
Right. We know what we're going to get. Let's go to Bill from McConnemore. Good morning to you, Bill. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
So, as always, you got a great topic. But this bloodbath statement he made finally accomplished something. It has Fox News on the defense. Oh, are they trying to defend a bloodbath? Boy, they're trying six ways a Sunday with an end-around play. And, oh, he didn't mean that. Oh, he didn't mean that. And when you have, as you know, coming from a sports background, when you have the opposition always playing defense, you're on the right side of the ball. And we're on the right side of the ball now because they have to keep explaining, oh, he didn't really mean that. Well, we know he does. I mean, all you got to do is say, look at this film, A Fight Like Hell, and here's the riot, at the insurrection. Well, if he says bloodbath, of course it's going to happen. What do you mean it's not going to happen? There's no man capable of saying it can't happen. But I love it when Fox News is scrambling to try and defend something they can't defend. It's actually humorous.
Well,
I always look back to it. Go ahead.
No, well, Bill, Fox News notwithstanding, even just ordinary citizens like Gary, he's defending it. I understand Fox News, but, when you got ordinary people defending him, we know who he is, right? It's no secret.
Yes, but remember, they're not ordinary people. First of all, Earl, I don't agree with you that Gary is not ordinary. Gary is a guy that is paranoid, that believes in paranoia, that believes there's a big scam to overtake, that they're trying to overtake Trump. And he is right. There is a big deterrent out there to overtake Trump, but it's called America. because America has higher standards.
Yeah, but Bill, it's bigger than Gary. Gary's one guy. There are a whole lot of people who agree who are just like Gary. If all we had to do was worry about one guy, it would be no problem.
You're 100% right, but I deal with people like that. So we started something called Breakout, and that's talking religiously about politics. And we get a lot done with the Garys in our crowd.
Hey, Bill, let me ask you, because evangelical Christians are his base.
You're right.
Okay, so, you know.
You're right. But now, let me help you, though. But evangelical Christians, if they're really Christians, they believe in a higher law, and that's God's law. Now, if they don't, well, then they're not really Christians.
I don't want to get on that slippery slope. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. Thank you for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Great show. Great show prior to this. We got a sickness in our society now, and there's a crazy man, and he's spreading. He's self-centered. We watched him during his last reign of terror in the country. I mean, this is a guy who rapes women. This is a guy who grabs them by the you-know-what. He's the guy that's always right. He's the guy that's privileged. He's the guy that every one of the people that work for him had to kiss his feet or they would be gone. If anybody even said one negative thing or disagreed with him, boom, they were gone out of the Capitol. This is a guy that people need to fear. This is a guy that is unhinged. I'm going to use the word crazy, never used it when I was practicing, crazy. And the people that are following him really need to get an mental health examination. And I feel really bad because our country has been through a lot with the pandemic, with money losses, with job losses, with home losses, with all these things. But that was not due to Joe Biden at all. Joe Biden's picking up that mess. And people need to really pay attention here because you're going down the wrong path if you start making excuses for this man. He is evil, evil, evil. He uses God's word. He uses Christians to do his evil things. And I can keep remembering when there was that hurricane on Puerto Rico, and he was there throwing paper towels to the peasants. He is one sick fella, and he loves military parades. All he wanted when he was president was a goddamn military parade so everybody could salute Mr. Donald Trump. You guys need to wake up because this man is crazy. Thank you so much.
Hey, Jeannie, tell us how you really feel. Thank you very much.
I didn't sleep that night.
Thank you very much for the call. All right, let's go to Karina. Hey, welcome back, Karina. You say what?
Hi, Earl. So you see, there's a couple things I see personally. First of all, Donald Trump is a person who got his way, the stepping over the dead people, okay, over the dead body. He doesn't know any other way. He doesn't accept any other way. And the people who does exactly the same thing and have the same mentality is with him. Then there is a physiological element of it. You know, there is a torture where a torturer will inject a higher drug, and your heart goes so fast that you're almost at the heart attack level. And then they give you a downer. So you go up and down. So this is exactly what he does. He has his gossip, and the gossip produces positive endorphins, and people are listening. And the way he talks, you know what? Those people are coming to our country, animals to come to our country to kill and rape. And then he gives them a paranoia, which is a downer, and it's going to be a bloodbath the way I already once predicted for the January 6th, so that he's not only scaring them and putting them down and their endorphins going down, Then they also he also put his credibility on the base of his own words and on the base of his own aggression and concentration and organization of those events, saying, if I am not winning this time, I will be investing in revolution and the bloodbath, and we will be.
All right, Corinne, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, Earl. I'd like to make a comment. It was a great show until we started into with the bloodbath thing. Gary from Sussex, this good Christian man, I think his God is money, because every time he comes on there, he talks about always losing money.
So let's not talk about other callers, but your thoughts on Donald Trump?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to remind him the reason that he lost money in 2009 is the policies of George W. Bush with that trickle down economy. You know, I just like to remind people of that.
All right, Don, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Mondays, Motown Mondays on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. I don't know where the time went. As always, you can join us, maybe because I'm jamming too much to Motown Monday.
Flies by on a Monday. We're having a good time.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. What are we talking about? And this is a text. What are we talking about when we can rationalize? He was talking about bloodbath in the car industry. And I took a bloodbath in my loss in investment. Come on, man. I appreciate your callers that heard whether he was what was said and not what they wanted to hear. We have to stop trying to make sense out of nonsense and prepare for what is reality. If someone keeps saying, I'm going to hit you, they are going to hit you at some point. Hope those that are supposed to protect the people are preparing for protests. Use all. Let's go to Sharky. Good morning to you, Sharky. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Top of the morning to you, Earl. I'm enjoying this, and I tell you what, your callers are just spot on. As I was making my coffee this morning, and I'm sitting there listening to you folks, and I'm thinking, my gosh, it's like a V8 moment. Whatever happened to the situation where you can have a citizen's arrest? Now, it used to be a citizen arrest would be if you got a lady walking down the street and she's accosted, and you can actually, before the police get there, make a citizen's arrest. But in technical terms, I'd like someone to explain that. So maybe we can all get handcuffs instead of guns, and maybe we'll have a little better place to live.
Well, you're a former law enforcement officer, so people may ask the question why. Thank you very much for the call, Sharky. Let's give CJ let's go to Tom. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Earl, what would have happened if, and I'd like to ask the conservative callers this, what would have happened if Joe Biden or Barack Obama would have said those words?
Oh, man, come on.
I'll leave it there.
Thank you very much for the call, man. You know, this is real. And what Donald Trump is who he said he was. And he makes these statements. He looks right in the camera. And so he tells you, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. And so if you think it makes for a better America to have a man like that, and that our nation is going to be better with a man like that, with that mentality, then, you know, I don't know what to say, you know. And then you can turn around and say, well, I can't vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden is too old. Listen, no comparison. One guy it clearly is an evil minded person. And I'm not making it up. Listen to what he said. I listen clearly to what he says. And I didn't just start listening to what Donald Trump says and does. I told you, for 40, 50 years now, I've been listening to Donald Trump. I know who he is.
We got somebody texting in on the 844-967-2789 number. Remember the term deplorables?
Oh, yeah.
remember how Hillary Clinton said one word and it was taken and applied to everything? Deplorables was everywhere.
Yeah.
But you got to have the nuance for bloodbath.
Oh, you know.
Come on, stop. You're mincing words, Earl. You're mincing words.
You know, Luke, that deplorable and Donald Trump is deplorable. Come on, man.
Oh, but the comments wasn't that Donald Trump was deplorable. It was that he had a basket of deplorables and supporters. Let's mince words then.
So I clearly know exactly what happened and why Hillary Clinton took the beating that she took, because she pointed out some of the things that Luke turned out to be true.
It's pretty spot on. Pretty spot on. She took a lot of heat for it, but pretty spot on.
What were those people who were at the Capitol, Luke, and did the things they did?
pretty deplorable.
I know, but there are people who say, well, they were just on a vacation.
They were tourists. They were tourists, according to Wisconsin senior senator.
Yeah, and Donald Trump said they were just tourists.
For most part, they were staying in the red velvet lines, Earl. Come on.
And we've even had callers call here and say those people were tourists, you know. And the very same
people. Was that
people,
Gary?
He wasn't by himself. And the very same people called the people who protested, you know, George Floyd and those kind of things, thugs and criminals.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And all those things.
Swaths of words, right. Except all those people. But, you know, you can't mince words about bloodbath and migrants being animals.
No, man, I just will never accept that. I wish we had more time, but we have to leave it there for Motown Monday. Thank everybody who made the show go, man. Thank you, Luke, man. Really enjoyed hanging out with you. We got to
so
do it
fun.
Again.
You're going to be in the capable hands, Earl, tomorrow with Calvin once again.
I'm glad to have Calvin back, you know, but you weren't bad at all. up next, Matt and Nero on air with Jane Madnair and Greg Bosch. Thank all of you. Enjoy the cold weather. See you later. All your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love strong?
With you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Can government officials contact social media companies about content on their platforms?